This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Taxes are going up here in California today. Gas taxes, to be specific, by 12 cents a gallon. Car registration fees are going up as well. Revenue gain should be $54 billion to Sacramento over the next 10 years to pay for repairs to roads and highways and bridges. California is, of course, not the only state with big infrastructure needs, but as Marketplace's Ryan Kailath explains, it might be the only state, or one of them anyway, to use this solution.
Some residents of California's Central Valley heard this on the radio last week.
Ever wonder why our gas prices are higher than other states?
That ad calls out a local taxes, lawmaker who supported the new gas tax. It was funded by a California Farmers Association, and they're not the only ones mad about the tax hike. It affects nearly everyone in car-crazy California, and the poor will feel that extra 12 cents a gallon more than the rich.
The gas tax is unwarranted.
John Kupal is a fiscal conservative and president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He admits California's highways are in bad shape, but Kupal says
our existing gas tax is sufficient to take care of those needs.
He believes lawmakers are to blame for wasteful spending. Rick Geddes, who teaches infrastructure policy at Cornell, says California might be the only state where a new gas tax can survive politically. Most other places,
it's really politically suicidal.
He says other states are trying different ways to raise money for infrastructure. In Oregon, drivers are charged per mile of road they use. Virginia has raised its sales tax and earmarked that money for road fixes. Some states are adding new toll lanes.
So the political folks who realize they need more funding have to think about those alternatives.
One thing all 50 states have in common, Getty says, they're not waiting around for any federal help. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.